Well, in the midst of this week's heat wave, were you longing to play in the snow? VPR's Amy Noy spent a scorcher of a day in Craftsbury, where they were doing just that.
All right, here we go.
The sun is beating down and temperatures have climbed into the 90s as an annual block party in Craftsbury gets underway. Some kids find relief running through a sprinkler on someone's front lawn until they learn what's happening in the backyard of the house next door. Sledding. The Craftsbury Outdoor Center brought over a half dozen dump truck loads of snow and neighbors with tractors helped spread it out into a track. That backyard instantly became the coolest place in town. Where did the outdoor center get all this snow? Well, they saved it. In April, when ski season was over, they pushed the snow into a pile and covered it in plastic and wood chips. This week, they uncovered the pile. Actually, just one of two piles they're monitoring at the outdoor center. As a backhoe loads the snow onto trucks, owner Judy Gear explains why.
We're experimenting with storing snow because the climate is changing and it's not enough to have snowmaking anymore because you might not get weather cold enough to make snow. And so this way, if we make snow when the weather's really cold in the wintertime and save it, that way we can make it when it's more energy efficient and environmentally effective.
It's not a new concept. Gear says a number of Nordic race venues in Northern Europe and even Canada save snow. And it's basically the same technique our ancestors used when they covered blocks of winter ice with sawdust in ice houses before refrigeration. Gear hopes to gather enough data from this summer's test piles to scale up the experiment next year. And they've got some help.
We're experimenting. We're lucky to have a UVM grad student, Hannah Weiss, and her advisor, Paul Bierman, working on this, helping us figure out what is the best insulation and what are all the considerations that make this work as optimally as possible.
Even once they refine their technique, Gear says a third of the snow they save in the spring is likely to melt away before they need it again in November. But if they can store enough snow, they can cover a kilometer or two of trail for early season training. Once the last load of snow is left for the block party, what's left of the pile is recovered with wood chips. No plastic this time. One of the first things they learned is that the seams in the plastic caused fissures in the snow pile, and the plastic also made it too slippery for the wood chips to stay in place. Then Weiss and Bierman check their measurements. Weiss takes a sample to measure the snow's density. Meanwhile, temperature sensors have been collecting data at four different depths in the snow pile and the ground beneath it. Because, as Weiss explains, it may not just be warm air and sun that melts the snow.
Because we were trying to figure out if ground temperature had a huge influence on melting a snow pile. And if this ground temperature was able to make it to zero, then we could say, all right, it makes sense to keep the snow directly on the ground because it's getting cooled to 0 degrees anyway.
That's 0 degrees Celsius, freezing. They use a LIDAR surveying system to measure how the snow pile changes over time. LIDAR stands for
Light Detection and Ranging. And it is a laser software that essentially shoots light beams out and measures return time. And so it can take surface images and it creates these highly detailed 3D maps.
UVM professor Paul Bierman adds,
so when Hannah has measured these volumes over the last 3 months, we can watch the steady decline with really high precision.
And hopefully, with enough data, they can figure out how to slow the snow's decline in years to come. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.